Alright, time for a donotgod.com video presentation. Google's evil and such. Anyway, Modern Mystic video. So I'm actually going to do a response video to at least this last third of his video. He's basically kind of at an end point in his capacity to converse about what it is to be alive. What do we do with this thing? We figured out we have a brain. What is the brain doing? Oh, it's doing calculations. Well, what is it doing calculations based on? Programming. What is it programmed by? Programs. All right. Programs are programming the program, right? I mean, your parents and your teachers, your culture programmed you. Your life experience had some role in it. So some of the programming was not deliberate or intentional. It was just happened to be that the teacher you hated the most in life used to wear a yellow hat, and you hate the yellow color yellow for that reason. So there's a lot of programming that's bullshit. Even the programming that's not supposed to be bullshit, the stuff you're taught, is bullshit. Oh, capitalism is great, or some other kind of crap. Or socialism even is great. Communism, communing is great. No, it isn't, unless there's rules. Because people suck. There's lazy asses who just want to smoke pot and get laid, and they don't want to do any work. They don't want to earn their existence. Lots of people that can do logic, people that can't. Anyway, so 10 years ago, we got to this point, where we talked about the brain, and we figured out, we're just reading a script. Okay, what's on the outside isn't going to change in terms of what it's doing, and what's on the inside isn't going to change in what it's doing. It's two unchangeable things mixing, and what the outcome will be inevitable, like two cars smashing into each other or something, which way the little fenders are going to go, and the one, it's all based on rules, physical, unchangeable rules. There's no God manipulating it, and there's no you manipulating it. There's just the rules of logic, or you could say, or mechanical function. Now, I would argue that, yes, we're reading script, but we are actively, constantly being reprogrammed. So every event that happens to me now, this very instant, I'm being reprogrammed. Listening to his video will reprogram me, either a lot or a little, but it's going to change me. I'm going to absorb the impacts. The impacts will dent me in certain ways. Certain memes will get stronger. Certain memes will get weaker. Concepts will get weaker, stronger. They'll become different arrangements in my brain. My brain will have a different focus. It will have a different... The trains that are running will be different trains. That's where we disagree, apparently. He sees no significance in that change that takes place. So as civilization gains knowledge, I would argue it evolves and does become better at deducing crimes, because now it has microscopes and it has DNA and it has tools to do the job better. And so we have more capacity to get to the truth, and we can get there sooner or we can get there later. But the point is to get there, to get the right answer. Who committed the murder? What do we do about it? This question can be answered, and it can be answered right or it can be answered wrong. The future depends on what we do in terms of using these tools to look at the environment and read our script. We can read a script where we're a good scientist and we deduce the truth and we save the future from disaster, or we can be shitty scientists who don't pay any attention and just go, la 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 la, it's just about me. And that's a huge difference. And it's all about what concepts are in my head, and if I can make other people think they have to be better scientists in how they're living their life, they have to be more clinical, they have to be more statistical, they have to be more scientific in how they approach their existence and concede that it's not just about them, it's about all the other little sentient brains. So again, 10 years ago we agreed, we're just reading script. 10 years we agreed, there's no me in here who can rewrite the script. There's just the script. There's just the ideas. And the fact is, there's a thing called logic. Our brain does it. It adds 2 plus 2 and comes up with 4. So our brain can filter the information and it does filter it, tends to filter it logically. So yes, you can be selfish and you can be logical based on a selfish perspective, or you can be more grown up and recognize that, okay, it's not just about me, and I can do a recalculation of what my best action is based on the fact that it's going to affect all these other people and all this other stuff, and that has value, and I can do the calculations. And the calculations are going to depend on you having the right perspective about what your job here is as a fucking sentient living being. And your job is not to make a mess. Your job is not to hurt things, more things than you help, so to speak. Your job is to have a positive effect on the outcome that will be the future. And I don't know why he can't see that, because it's such a logical continuation of the conversation, and it's just reading script. But the script should be logical. The script should make logical sense. There should be no, well, now let's just admit that 2 + 2 = 3. No, let's not admit that. Let's not concede it doesn't mean anything. Let's not concede that it's all for nothing. Nothing can change. No, the change is written in the script, but the only way the change happens is somebody has to say, I'm going to change the script. That's not really changing the script. It's just reading the right script, because the right script needed to change. The good script needs the word change in it, because it can't get there without the idea, okay, that conceptually you're changing from a bad choice to a better choice. You're choosing a better road to the better future. That change, although it's part of the script, and it was inevitable that you were going to be sensible and do the right thing, it's only inevitable because it was logical. And that's the part where logic matters. Adding it up correctly matters. Adding up all these facts matters. So it's ironic that he would probably, I don't know if he doesn't like some of my verbiage, you know, some of the ways I put things, bacteria with brains or something. But we're just fish that can sing and dance. To me, that's a perfect way of understanding, being humble about what you are. That you're just a fish with a whole bunch of bullshit. You have bullshit antennas. You know, just all kinds of ego bullshit antennas, okay? And you're just interacting with the world based on what's feeding you, okay? Feeding your bullshit antennas, you know? So we're just some eccentric fish, all right? And the thing that we're looking for is what, where do we get to transition from that? When do we get to be something more than that? And the only way to be something more than that is to use the intelligence correctly, to use the calculator, the thing that can do the logic, the 2 + 2, 4 + 4, 8 + 8, you know, that can do that, use that, okay, and apply it to existence. And he's cutting that off and saying there's nothing there. There's nothing else to see here. And there's so much more to see here in terms of outcomes. The outcomes are dramatically different. The possible places that the script could be going, you know, is, you know, dystopia or utopia on the two extremes, okay? So this is, there's a lot at stake here. And it's the last thing you want people to do is sit there and just with a confused face to say, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to do. I just sit here and wait for the script to show up. What are you talking about? The script's already reading. You're already running it. Okay, it's already in the player piano. Get on with it. Take it the next step. Do the next bit of math. Don't stop doing math, okay, because the math is saying, yeah, you know, there's not going to be much in it for you. That's right. The truth doesn't say you're great and you're entitled to everything. Oh, yeah, it's not going to say that. It's going to say the future is important and you're effectively entitled to nothing.
My story goes into this, as it took me a good long while of going through the no free will to get.
Okay, I don't need to play it faster, so I'll stop doing that. A little bit faster, but not much. And I need a little more volume. So he's going to mention me in here and energy.
To the stage of working out that we're only actors because there's nothing in here making this video. There's no I in here making the video. So I am being acted out.
So, see, there's no point in saying there's no I, because the I is the collection of your concepts, the collection of the things you've held on to as ideas. And you could call that an I. I mean, it's a you. It's a me. It is a unique calculator, because it has unique functions. I do logic a certain way because I do believe 2 plus 2 equals 4, and I do believe that 4 plus 4 equals 8. So because I have those functions inside of me, I'm going to do calculations a certain way, and everybody's got that different calculator. So there's no point in not acknowledging that we should call that something. There's no point in saying it's a nothing. It's a something. It's a unique individual calculator. And on top of that, I'm doing this feeling thing, you know, that has innate value, innate meaning, innate function, innate reality.
This whole video is being acted out, and this is where.
Yeah, it's as a reaction. You're just reacting to a whole life of experience. And this is your reaction to it. And you're constantly reacting to the little new bits that add in. And you're just constantly creating a reaction. The numbers come in one side. You filter them and you spew them out the other side.
I was with Gary and Mendham maybe even 10 years ago. We had this worked out. We had a disagreement.
Yeah, it's probably like 15. But anyway. Yeah, it is just kind of pitiful that, you know, I think we were going somewhere and, it, you know, it had to stop because you decided I was a yob. You know, that somehow, because I don't talk the way you talk, there's no point in talking. And that was kind of trivial, in my opinion. It wasn't very enlightened of you to be so reactionary to such trivial, unimportant crapola. But whatever.
After this, but we got to that we are being just made to speak our lines by life.
Yes, and it's all, look, the outcome is inevitable, but part of the inevitability is the people going to the war and defeating the Nazis. Part of the inevitability is people making that future happen, and they can't make it happen if they're all sitting on their couch going, well, there's nothing to do, and it's all futile. It's all been done already. It's already dictated what the future will be. That's not going to be the war winner. That's choosing the dystopian future. The future doesn't need couch sitters who aren't paying any attention.
And that just leaves the one extra step is that, as described earlier in the video, that there are no actors, there is no stage, there is no director of...
Yeah, there's no director, but inside of us there is. So there's no point in saying that, you know, there's no all of these things because I can... It's happening to me. There's no other way I would describe it. I think the best way to describe it is me, okay, being tied into a seat and being forced to watch the movie, me. I don't do anything but watch me be me. I sit here and say, what is it? I don't do anything. I'm not doing anything. My subconscious is calculating. My subconscious is spewing. A bunch of inevitable processes are doing all this bullshit. I don't have anything to do with it, but I am experiencing it. I'm sitting in the chair. There's definitely a movie playing. I can hear the projector. Okay. I mean, I can hear the flip, 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 flip. I can hear it if I really look for it. I can hear my brain working. I can hear what it's trying to do. I can get indications that I am in a theater and am watching me perform. You know, except I don't have any popcorn, but other than that, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm watching me do me. Just like you. I'm watching. I obviously think I'm doing great, you know, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So obviously my brain is saying, good movie. Good show, Gary. You did the right things. You know, you tried. It's obviously, I am obviously more comfortable with me than other people might be in terms of watching what I am doing as an output. So, you know, clearly my subconscious has decided this output is reasonable enough. So I can't say I'm watching it and saying it's a good movie, because my brain is a little more of a perfectionist than that, and it's demanding a little better performance. But I'm just saying, that's all there is that individual judgments of what movie we're playing. So yeah, I'm playing the dystopia avoidance movie, and other people are playing the who the fuck cares, let's eat our cotton candy.
The movie, obviously none of the movie and none of the players, none of the parts, none of anything actually exists.
So I don't know why he says this kind of stuff. It just, you know, on its face, it's just such a wooey thing to say. I mean, you know, it's just, why say it? I don't even know. You know, you've got to have some pause in your brain saying, I really don't want to say that it doesn't exist, because I've just blown up the word exist. I mean, exist doesn't mean anything. If none of it exists, then why am I saying I have an existence and there is an existence and things are in my environment? Why? I mean, billions of years of evolution, it didn't exist. What do you mean it didn't exist? I'm just saying, it's just such crazy talk. It's worse than, you might as well just say Jehovah. You might as well use some terminology that's just crap to say something so overtly, vocabularily broken. I mean, it can't mean anything to anybody who's thinking at all. I know my brain is here because it's doing this. I mean, how can you say this isn't happening? Of course it's happening. Shit. Fuck. I mean, this is such a breakdown in communication. You can't understand why I would react to somebody saying none of it's really happening. What do you mean it's not really happening? It's fake happening? You know, is there such a thing as a fake happening? What, can a fake thing happen? Yeah, come on.
And it is all energy.
Yeah, that's a fine word. I'm all for it. But, I mean, so what? You can take that one step further and say, well, what is energy? Energy is movement. Well, there's two things that can move. The forces can move, or the matter can move. So, you know, I would argue that if you really do the science, you'll figure out that, you know, the only thing that has movement are the forces, and the matter's just being pushed. Just like we are being pushed through our life, the matter's just pushed, okay, through the universe. And, you know, the force is just, it just happens to be there and happens to crash, and it doesn't have any choices either. So it's, but that's the mechanism. The energy is movement of matter. And through time, the movement can be organized and filtered. Filtered would be the right word, all right? Organized sounds a little bit too fancy. The movement can be filtered, okay? And that's what we do. We filter it.
So we get, that's the idea, to get back to the beginning. But there's no grip I can get at all on that no energy story.
So again, I just don't see why it gets in the way at all. That's what your CD is made out of. You know, your CD that has destiny on it and how the thing plays out, and it's already written. Well, yeah, it's already written, but it's not on a CD. The CD is actually playing, and it's being written as it plays. But it's being written based on script in the past. So the past is dictating the future, but the future isn't written somewhere. It didn't already happen somewhere, all right? We're making it happen as we read our scripts. And my plea is people need to read better script. And the only way they're going to read better script is people have to say, read a better script, okay? Fix it. Use your logic. Recognize the flaws in the script you're now reading, okay, the calculations you're now doing where you're going 2 plus 2 equals 67, you're getting wrong answers. You need to get right answers. You need to fix it.
The only grip I can get is via what enlightened little girls are saying on the interwebs, which you might
see. So that's frightening, you know, that even it's to its, that should also give you pause, that this, you know, superficial juvenile escapism has something to do with getting the truth right, and that they acquired this knowledge without a great deal of physics knowledge, or without a great deal of life experience, or without a great deal of all the other stuff that it took for us to get to this point. So, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's not possible to have a good calculator early in life, have a good collection of good facts, and it's certainly more probable now than it ever was, you know, because of the internet, and because you can sample a whole bunch of philosophical perspective. So you can do a lot of you can do a lot of early learning about what failure looks like and how to identify it, where in our generation, you know, the lemmings just all jumped off the cliff because everybody else was doing it. You know, it is a different world now. So there are, it is possible for somebody to be what I would call intelligent at a young age, but there's still a lot of components to that whole knowing yourself thing and recognizing your impulses and recognizing what they're really made out of, and, you know, the whole ego thing. Getting a grip on all of that, you know, in 20 years doesn't seem very realistic.
Say, is not the best way of doing it. As Yari herself says, don't listen to me, I know nothing. If you want to know about these things, go to an established teacher that knows about these things and is qualified to talk about them.
Well, whatever that would even mean. So I don't even know what that concession is. I'm saying you should know things from the evidence. You shouldn't know them because somebody else told you something. So again, how much of this is my guru said? You know, how much of this is I've just accepted the philosophy of people who eat mushrooms, you know, and think that's reality? That's getting a good grok and grip of reality, is just eat a bowl of mushrooms.
But I think it's better to get it straight from somebody who's just become enlightened, so hasn't had the time to establish storylines that are coming out. It's all just coming out as a felt jumble of confusion, and words are struggling to describe it.
Yeah, life sucks. It's stupid. It's messy. You know, that's enlightenment. I mean, I think it goes deeper than that. And you don't fix the mess by saying, I'll just avoid conflict. I'll avoid fighting for anything. I'll avoid caring about it. I mean, that's just such evasion.
I find that's the better way than an established teacher who will just have an established way of presenting the whole idea.
The only ideas that matter are the simple ones. We're just fish that can sing and dance. We're just programmed robots. These are the important ideas that people need to understand. Those ones will tell you more than any of the others. That your impulses are not rational. They're not based on some conclusion your brain reached about what the right and wrong is. It's about whether you're horny or not. It's about stupid things, whether you have too much of some hormone running through your bloodstream and it's provoked your brain to obsess about some little agenda that really doesn't matter. You're angry and you want revenge. You're this and you want that. You know, these are the impulses. You have to understand them. You can't do anything but understand them. You can't make them disappear. You can only moderate them by countering them with your understanding of them. And you're really not going to do any of that because somebody just says the words. You have to do it by doing the look inside yourself thing. You have to do the introspection before you can really see how much of a fucking controlled robot you are.
And that's where I'm up to. And as you can imagine, this is why this video is difficult, has been difficult to even sit down and think I could make is because there's nothing much to be said.
See, there's so much to be said. There's so much at stake. The future is sitting there right now, sitting out there saying, you know, why do I have to keep living the plague over and over again? Why do I have these horrible, why didn't the past do better? Why didn't they make a better future for me to live in? And the reason is exactly this kind of mush. Oh, we can't figure out that there's some agenda here, that there's something at stake. Yeah, there's something at stake. Torture is sitting there on the table, and we are going to decide whether there's going to be the torture or not going to be the torture. That's the fact. Yeah. And, yeah. This is so evasive. I mean, I won't call it glib because I don't think he means to be glib. But, I mean, it's so... I don't even understand how he could think this has any honesty to it. That if he was a person to exist 500 years from now, he would want people talking this shit. No, he'd want people preparing the world to accept our reality, which is we're fish that can sing and dance, that nothing about us has any integrity except for our capacity to observe all the facts, put them together, and draw rational conclusions about what the fuck is going on this planet. And then maybe we'll figure out that, well, carnage is what's going on. It's carnage. You know, pointless carnage. Pointless wasted failures.
Isn't anything to be said. I'll just touch again on the idea that how I started this, that if someone is looking for something in history, will probably find it. That is to say that the story will be provided.
Whatever. So I don't know what he's even saying there. If you want to be fooled and you want to be an idiot, you can find other idiots in the past. Well, sure. You can endorse your stupidity by finding some group of people who believed your stupidity. Okay, you want to believe in a flat earth, you can find flat earthers. But that's not a good thing. It doesn't mean anything. It certainly doesn't add credence. So again, there's accurate descriptions of reality and inaccurate descriptions of reality. We really shouldn't have an argument that there aren't, because there are. And it matters, and they're all important descriptions. So let's get to the business of accurately describing what the fuck is happening around us and inside of us, and quit this bullshit of saying, man, it's energy, fuck it. What the fuck? That's not an answer. That's not a response to your circumstance. That's not going to do any feeling thing on this planet any good at all.
Out there, the stars, you send a spaceship out, it'll find more stars and more galaxies. You go back in history and archaeology, you will find older things that explain. What I'm not saying, but I'm trying to not say.
Well, I know, but we know that that's not true, okay? There's no infinite regression for evolution. There was a point where it was just chemistry, and then it was living chemistry. There are dividing lines, separating lines that make a difference. They're distinctly different things. They're doing something distinctly different. They can be identified as a different thing. A cloud that makes rain, a cloud that doesn't. A cloud that makes a tornado, a cloud that doesn't. Come on, these are different things.
Is that I think there's the two things going on, that all that is really, and this is where I'm jumping into, jumping over off the wall, I'm in space and struggling. I think the story is created like it is a movie. I don't think those other galaxies, things we are found, are there only because we've gone and found them.
Oh, so I mean, just yeah, sorry. I mean, why would that be a conclusion that you wouldn't need a ton of evidence for? This extraordinary notion that somehow to please the fish on Earth, right, the super fish, the mega fish, all right, the universe just proofs stuff when we go out and put a fish eye on it. You know, a fish looked at it, therefore it must now be real. But if a fish doesn't look at it, it doesn't exist. The photons don't exist. They're not moving through space. The thing didn't exist 10 billion years ago. Come on. I mean, just, what? I just don't know how he does this. How can he? He's grounded enough to see his mechanical function, to see his metal skin, so to speak, and his, you know, that's a robot. He's a machine. And he's not smart enough to be able to recognize that projecting some notion that this thing doesn't exist unless I exist to look at it is just way too silly.
They wouldn't have been there otherwise. They arise as part of a story. Everything.
Oh, a story. So that's the way they escape. They just say it's a story. It's just a story. Just a story. It's just a story. You know, and you know, but the idea that the story is being written by the things that are mechanical parts of the story is just silly. The paper doesn't write the story. The ink doesn't write the story. Come on. Physics writes the story, and you know, the physical universe it does force and matter. It does electrons and protons. This is what it does. And electrons and protons can be converted through zillions of interactions into computation devices and, you know, first, you know, just devices that consume, eat, and shit, and then into ones that think about eating and shitting, that process more complexly what they should eat and what they should shit, or what they should shit on. You know, they can get a more complex mechanism, and that complex mechanism that makes them just eat and shit better can make them profoundly more interesting in the sense that they can now observe the universe and calculate its function and calculate its good and bad outcomes. We can do that. That's the only thing that makes us different than the singing and dancing fish. If you just don't want to be a fish, you know, holding an umbrella, walking on a tightrope, singing Mary Had a Little Lamb or something, if you want to be something more than that, then the only thing more than that to be is to use your brain and your logic to do calculations about the truth. That's all there is between being a stupid fish, singing and dancing, and being intelligence in the universe.
Arises only because it's part of a story. Otherwise, it's effectively not there, and it can throw you.
Well, it's just whatever. No. It's just pieces of crap, and the pieces of crap are so. It's a chessboard with, an unlimited number of checker pieces, checkerboard. And yeah, the rearrangements can be, there's so many images. It just spews image. It's a monkeys and the typewriter thing. The universe has just got so much density to it that yes, every now and then some Shakespeare is going to be typed. And we just happen to be that very little rare event where we can type some Shakespeare. And you're sitting there typing, fuck typing. You're typing, evade typing. Don't bother typing. Don't do Shakespeare. Just stop. It's energy. The end. Go to sleep. Oh, come on.
Straight back onto the, if a tree falls in a wood, is there and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Of course it vibrates the atmosphere. So if there's an atmosphere, it vibrates the atmosphere. So yeah, there's waves of pressure moving through the molecules of the atmosphere. Do we have to hear it for that to be true? No.
And the answer would be something along the lines of, well, only if it's in somebody's story will it make a sound. Things only arise because they're
possible. Somebody's story? I mean, again, so now he's turning this into a story writer. He's turning this into somehow your personal story narrative has something to do with stories of the universe. No, they're completely different books. Your book is in the big story book, okay? But that story wasn't written by a story writer. There's no story writer. There's just a circumstance with zillions of checkers puked onto the board, and in some places the checkers look like something.
Part of somebody's story. What a somebody is all open to debate and whatever. But
I mean, that's a little bit of a simplification, because we know the process is called evolution. We know you need a mechanism to test things. Things are tested, and then they're filtered by that mechanism. The filter is you have to defeat all the other adversaries in the sense that you have to survive them. That's the test that nature puts the thing through. And through that test, it's just obvious and logical that the designs of the machines would be that they'd get more and more sophisticated, not less sophisticated. They'd have to be more sophisticated to overcome the odds, the randomness.
Along those lines, it's all metaphysical woo-woo, and I appreciate that, but I have to get off this glass wall somehow. And that's the only way I can do. In my leap off it in midair, I think of saying that things only arise to make a story.
To make a story for fish to believe in. To satisfy fish. To satisfy the desires of fish to be part of a story. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. To satisfy the eyeball of a fish. The universe has a mechanism that says, wait till the fish looks at it and then draw it. Please. Come on.
But as the young enlightened girls say, that story can be realized as not even a story at all. Certainly not of any importance. The only
Okay, so just no importance to the story except torture is in it. Torture is in the story, but it's not an important story. How could torture be important? That can't possibly mean anything. I mean, I just don't know how he thinks I'm supposed to react. Like, what would be the expected reaction, I should say, to that interpretation of what you just said? And it is the correct interpretation. You are effectively saying, you know torture exists. You don't think it's important. And I'm supposed to react to that with what besides, holy fuck? What do you mean it's not important? It's goddamn important that I don't get tortured. I know that for fucking goddamn sure. I would bet the house on that. I'll bet your fucking garden gold. I'll bet anything. I'll bet, you know, whatever I can bet on the fact that, goddamn it, that's for sure. Torture matters. Fuck you. You're not doing this right if you haven't figured that out. You aren't even coming close to doing it right. You haven't figured out that torture matters, that it's important that we don't torture anything unnecessarily. Like, that as a principle wouldn't be something that stuck out and said, yeah, okay, of all the other nonsense, who cares what song we sing? Who cares what, you know, whether we have orange shoes or yellow shoes? Who the fuck cares about what's written on our t-shirts? Who the fuck cares about all that crap? But yeah, torture, yeah, let's pay some attention to that one. I mean, fuck. So I'd like to be able to react in some nice, civil way and say, well, that's an interesting point, Nick. But no, it's not interesting. It's insane. If I believed it, I'd be a psycho killer. I mean, what else could I do with that knowledge? Torture doesn't matter. Oh, okay. I'll go be a taker then.
Its importance is the ground that the story is created upon, and that's obviously out of our understanding because we're not enlightened.
Whatever that is. Again, so there's no enlightened. You're either smart, that is, you've collected a bunch of rational, correct descriptions of reality, or you're a fucking idiot and you have a bunch of fucking mush as a philosophy, a bunch of bullshit. That's all there is. Being smart or being stupid. There's nothing else. Being good or being shitty. being a good calculator, being a useless calculator. Or useless or harmful. I mean, bad calculations can cause lots of trouble.
It's very difficult. I'm working on it. Bye. Seemingly. Apparently. Bye.
I don't know what all that was, but okay. Anyway, so you should do it this way. Anyway, all right, so how do I sum up? So it's not that complicated. We have brain. Brain is engineered to help us navigate environment for silly purposes of fucking bitches. Okay, so we become smart enough to know there's more important things than just fucking the bitches, and we can apply the same rational skills that allow us to run her, chase her down, and, you know, wham-bam her good. We can use those skills and apply them to lots of other things like gathering food and all this other stuff that we have to do, but then we can do the grander thing of understanding that it's not just about me, it's about the little kitties, and it's about this, and it's about that, and then we can figure out, oh, it's also about the future. You know, I don't want to build my outhouse, you know, right next to the stream and pollute the water going downstream because there's people who live down there and they don't want to drink my shit. I can be considerate, and I can be thoughtful, and I can be all of these things, and that's what we should be doing. We should be using our brains to maximize our performance as robots and as devices interacting in the environmental circumstance and create better outcomes. And there are such things as better and lesser outcomes. Good outcomes don't have torture in them. Bad outcomes have a lot of torture in them. Yes, we can see the difference. We can know the difference. I feel the difference. I am 100% certain, okay, I'm better off not being tortured, and I'm sure everybody else is too. And it's definitely something to vote for, is less torture. We can all organize in that political party, the Let's Have Less Torture Party. Yeah, everybody should be a member. Only the craziest motherfucker should say it doesn't matter. It's not a worthy cause. Sorry, that's just nonsense. To say there's no cause, there's nothing to see here, there's nothing important happening, is just bullshit. Insane bullshit. That's all I can say. It's insane bullshit. It's not philosophy. It's insane bullshit. I wish I could just say, well, that's an interesting point of view. But it's not interesting. It's insanely stupid. Yeah. So we're going to have to agree to disagree. But the part of the agreeing to disagree is I think you are a psychotic fucknut. What the hell are you thinking? How the fuck, as a feeling individual, can you deny that you know it's better that you feel good than you feel bad? That those are two different states of being, and that it's really fun to feel good and it really sucks to feel bad. I mean, how can you not admit that? I just don't get it. I can't get it. I can't. You talk about something totally ungrokkable, ungrippable. That is the most unbelievable pile of shit I've ever heard. I can't even imagine a bigger pile of shit than that. I mean, that makes the Jesus story seem incredibly plausible. It makes every silly thing humans have ever said seem incredibly plausible by comparison. Flat Earth, oh, brilliantly plausible compared to torture doesn't matter. I mean, that theory is so bad, I can't even imagine it. It has so little grain of truth value. All right, enough. So, kind of a dismal, disappointing ending, I have to say. I was hoping there might be, you know, some sort of thing like, well, at least he's saying I'll think about it. But, you know, this was a sticking point 10 years ago, and it's going to be a sticking point now, probably. He's just not going to concede that it matters whether the future's tortured or not. He doesn't think it matters. And that's just too fucking crazy. Unacceptably crazy, frankly. It's just unacceptably crazy. All right, so this has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. And remember, you should just have to remember it because you should know it already. Google is evil as fuck. It's a marketing company. Okay, it's, you know, it has no ambition but to sell product for its profit. That's it.